In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 18, November 12th, 1925. And Jesus just tells Louisa, you're the image, you're the coin, you're the stamp of the image of my divine will in all the acts of all of humanity. So who is this Louisa Picaretta? Jesus gives us glimpses of it. He says that when we see Louisa, this is what he says, the whole earth is going to shake because we're going to see a human divinized. We're going to see, okay, Adam was in God's image and likeness. Okay, what did all of paradise see in Adam? The image and likeness of God. It's divinized. That's not, he didn't become God, but he shared in God's image and likeness. And it's the same thing with Louisa. We're going to see something that's going to astonish the world, shake the world. And then Jesus says, and the world will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. So he says, therefore, Louisa, your field is vast. I, Jesus, want to see you, Louisa, flowing in my divine will over all the graces and all the prodigies that I, Jesus, gave in the Old Testament. In order to give me your exchange of love and of thanksgiving to supplement the love of the patriarchs and the love of the prophets in their acts. So what is he saying? Louisa, you have to supplement, you want to say, the all that the patriarchs and prophets prayed for sanctification. Our Lady did it for redemption. Our Lady went all through all that the patriarchs and prophets did in their acts to supplement her love so that God could become man. So Jesus, the Messiah, could come to the earth. He says, now I want to see in you, Louisa, flowing in my divine will, all the graces and prodigies that I did and my mother did. Because when he sees, he talks about himself, he's always talking about his mother. In the Old Testament, to give to Jesus and Mary her exchange of love and of thanksgiving to supplement the love of the patriarchs and of all the prophets in their acts. So everything's being redone now to sanctify. Okay, so what Our Lady did was to get everything done that the prophets and the patriarchs have done for redemption. Louisa, Jesus says, you must do for sanctification. So he says this, there is no act in which I, Jesus, do not want to find you, Louisa. He says, I want to see you in every thought, every word, every deed, repairing, redoing, as Jesus and Mary did. They did. And now, Louisa, for sanctification. I, Jesus, will not feel myself recompensed or content if I do not find you, Louisa, in all the acts of all of humanity that have been done and will be done. You see, it's the complete restoration of humanity. Jesus said to Louisa, when a baby falls down into a well and is broken and is bleeding, the parents want the child redeemed, pull the child out of the well. But the child is still broken and bleeding. They're not completely happy until the child is restored to what it was before the fall. This is what Jesus has done with Louisa. And this is what he wants to do with us. He says, so everything that the humanity has done, you, Louisa, have, I want to see it in you. I want you to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's calling the divine will into her acts. And that's what we have learned. Come divine will, come breathe in my breathing in the name of everyone and everything. All we're doing is we're echoing what Jesus and Mary taught Louisa, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary found in Louisa. He says, I want to see this in you. He says, nor will you be able to say that you have completed everything in my divine will if you lack something of the true living in my divine will. So Jesus is saying, basically, you're the firstborn. You're the newborn. This is the true living in my divine will. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that Louisa possesses. And he says, if this isn't there, he says, you haven't completed everything. So he says to Louisa, you must be the one. You are the first. You are the newborn. You are the firstborn in the divine will. Everything must be done in you, as everything was done in Adam before the fall. Jesus says, Adam completed everything for all of humanity in that short time that he was alive. He was in the divine will, living in the divine will. He says, Louisa, you must be attentive if you want the fullness of this light of the sun of the divine will, to sufficiently illuminate all of humanity with the sun of my divine will, S-U-N. Louisa, you've got to be attentive. You've got to read this. You've got to study this. You've got to put this into practice. I want, Jesus says, to see the fullness of light in you, the fullness of light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to sufficiently illuminate all of humanity with the sun of my divine will. So we now can begin to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. What have we done over the last 2,000 years? We've learned from the saints how to have a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary, doing the will of God. Now Jesus says, I want you to live in the will of God, the way I did, the way Mary did. This is this fullness of light to then sufficiently illuminate everyone who reads and studies and put into practice the book of heaven. Jesus says, whoever wants to give light to everyone, and that's what Jesus said to Louisa, do you want to do this? Louisa says, yes, must embrace, as in a single embrace, everyone, and make himself life and supplement of everything and of everyone. A glimpse of who Louisa is. This is not making my divine will life everything. He says life that is reciprocated, so that with so much bitterness, he says, it's not making my divine will life of everything. Life that is reciprocated with so much bitterness. He says, isn't it necessary, therefore, that someone flow in everything and everyone by substituting himself as the act of life with my own divine will for each act of ungrateful humanity, in order to sweeten the bitterness that is not out now out there. He says, the reason the divine will isn't reigning, he says, it isn't the life of everyone, is this life is reciprocated with bitterness. Okay. He says, therefore it's necessary that someone, that's Louisa, a human born of original sin, flow in everything and in everyone by substituting themselves as the act of life with God's, with Jesus and Mary's own divine will, for which each act of the ungrateful creature is now living in this bitterness, and it will sweeten it, the bitterness. It will be more beautiful if finally, not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God, we have a soul. This is Louisa. God is giving us a glimpse of, we are in bitterness, but our hope is what Jesus is telling Louisa. Our hope is to, and again, Christian hope is certitude, that we begin to live this abundant life of light, of love. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Why hasn't this happened to this point? Jesus says, why isn't my divine will reigning? Why doesn't humanity have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? He says, because I need a soul to do this first. I need at least one, Jesus says. And that's why we start with, you are greater than a second Adam. It's not that Adam was nothing. It's now you have the true life of Adam and the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. It's more powerful. It's overflowing with light and love and life. Like I said, this skin, this body is food for worms. The body that God gave to Adam was in his image and likeness, a body that was eternally young, one with God, fused with God, image and likeness of God. What God is going to do with our new bodies that are coming is we're going to look at this body and say, I was living dead compared to the abundant life that God is giving us. So this is an amazing thing. And he says, Louisa, you are the stamp, you are the image that I'm going to give to all of humanity. You're the model that all humanity is going to receive. That's why when we see Louisa, and Jesus talks about this, when we see Louisa, the earth is going to shake with joy, with happiness. We're going to be so amazed of what God has planned for us that to be again in God's image and likeness. He says, therefore, Louisa, be attentive. What does that mean? Read, study, put this into practice. That's what he's saying to us. He said it to Louisa and Louisa obeyed. He's saying it to us. Do you want this gift? Be attentive. Call upon the divine will all throughout the day. Make that your life. He says, Louisa, do not ruin the work of my divine will in you. Okay. And he's saying the same thing. I'm calling you. This is all of us who are reading the book of heaven, one with Louisa. Don't ruin the work that I'm planning. Jesus says, I want each of my children in the divine will to become my divine masterpiece. Don't ruin what I'm doing. So when you look at a canvas, I mean, the artist does what he wants with that canvas. If somebody comes in and puts their own on that canvas, it's not a masterpiece anymore. It's because we're not the artist. God is the artist, and he wants to make us in his image and likeness, unique in all the world, a masterpiece in all the world. He says, I love the divine will so much, and I love, and it costs me so much that I, Jesus, will use my infinite jealousies to not have you ruin what I have planned. So God's going to, as you enter the divine will, the more you enter the divine will, the more you got to give your fiat to God every day. Let it be done as you say. This echoing Our Lady, let it be done as you want. I want what you want, Lord. He says very, very clearly, I love what I'm going to do. And it costs me, Jesus, so much. Look how much it cost him. Every drop of his blood to redeem us. He says that I will use all my infinite jealousies. I myself will be on guard of my divine will so that your human will never has life. See, what's coming is our human will is our misery. What is our human will? When we go to confession, this is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. I don't want to live like this. Jesus says, I'm going to make sure that your human will doesn't have life anymore. This great blessing that's coming upon the earth, that's begun with Louisa, and we have the book of heaven. If we read this, if we study this, if we put this into practice, we become aware of how much our God loves us. He's going to overwhelm the world with divine love. Overwhelm the world. Set the world on fire with the love of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Great things are in store. Amazing things are in store. All our God is asking is that we give our fiat. He says, therefore, be attentive. When you're reading, it's not just words. When you're reading, enter into these words. Listen to Jesus talk. Listen to what he says. It's not a novel. It's not something to read, oh, I'm done with it. No. You'll never be done reading the divine will. You'll never, because every time that you read, it's more beautiful. It's more powerful than it was before. God keeps expanding our capacity to learn, to study, to put into practice all the promises, all the blessings that he has given to Louisa. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children, the holy divine will, become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.